My book report is on The Lover by Marguerite Duras. It's set in pre-war Indochina, so the late 1920s, 1930s, when France had Indochina as a colony. It's a love story between a 15-and-a-half-year-old French girl who was born in Indochina, grew up there, and a man she meets who becomes her Chinese lover. The background is that she's been living in Saigon because she's been going to high school there and staying in a boarding dormitory. And her mother and her two brothers live in the countryside in Sadec. And her mother is a headmistress of a school, but they're very, very poor. Her father died when she was 4 years old, so the mother has been left with her and her two brothers. And she's been raised like a native, actually. You know, she speaks perfect Vietnamese. And what's really striking is that the story actually starts when she's on the ferry going back to school in Saigon, and she's wearing one of her mother's old silk dresses, gold lamé dancing shoes, and a fedora that her mother bought her in a market. So she's really kind of a young, independent, kind of wild thing who is a bit of a rebel. And there's a young Chinese man who's on the ferry, who has a limousine, and they start talking. And that's where the story starts.
Quand on se quitte, on oublie tout, mais revenir est si doux.
This is really meaningful to me because I read it, maybe 20 years ago, and it really struck a chord. And I read it usually every year. I reread it. I think it's sort of an underrated masterpiece. It hit me because there's so much honesty in this story. I mean, she was very courageous to write this. She bears her emotions. And for a woman to write about that, it's also about a young woman's awakening. It's not a coming of age, but it's her awakening to being a woman, to life, to society, to what's really going on. And her writing is just so incredibly gorgeous. And there's sparse writing. It's kind of economical, yet these beautiful lyrical, you know, passages. You are on that ferry going over the Mekong, you know, and, you know, you see the brown river and you hear the people chewing pumpkin seeds or whatever. And there's an immediacy and you're brought into the scene and you're brought into her emotions. You should read this book by the water someplace in a hammock or in an old rattan chair, you know, the kind they have, you know, in French cafes. And whether it's a river or the sea, you know, just let that feeling, you know, of water take you over.